Impaled in the cauterized stumps were long, jagged knives and trident-pronged forks. A few of the humans had managed to spear hunks of meat or carve into wedges of bread, but could not bring these victuals to their mouths, the length of their concomitant utensils preventing them. This great feast was laid out before them, and they could only watch as it decayed and festered while they starved. Ferus got my attention by raising a goblet.
"Should I toast, brother? It seems in order before this greedy rabble devours everything."
Again I tried to speak, but my throat felt as if it had been scoured raw by razor blades, and all I achieved was an aggravated rasp. I clenched and unclenched my fists, straining weakly against my bonds. I stamped my feet, feeling the bone bruise and crack.
"To you, dear Vulcan,"
said Ferus, raising the goblet to his lips and draining it. Dark red wine cascaded down his throat, through the ruin of his neck, and out again via the cracks in his ribcage, where his armor and flesh had begun to slough away with the onset of decay. As if bemused, Ferus looked around at the other diners.
"Perhaps they are waiting for you, brother,"
he suggested.
"They have yet to consume a single morsel."
The bindings around my wrists were beginning to bite into skin now. I ignored the pain, my jaw locked in anger and my entire body trembling. I croaked. Ferus turned his head as if trying to listen, but his ears had shrunk into nubs of rotten flesh.
"Speak up, Vulcan. Let's all hear what you have to say."
"Feed, feed, feed, feed each other!"
I roared and struggled, but still couldn't break free. Slowly, certainly, Ferus shook his head.
"No, Vulcan, I am sorry, but they can't hear you."
He pointed a bony digit at one thrashing individual, a dried rivulet of blood having crusted from his ear and down the side of his head. Deaf. As the poor man turned to face me, I noticed the milky consistency of his iris. Blind, too. Only smell, touch, and taste remained. So cruel, to be so close to what the body craves and the mind imagines, only for it to be denied.
"The greedy cannot listen, won't listen,"
said Ferus.
"Nor can you make them. Humankind's greed will eventually destroy it, Vulcan. By aiding them, you are only prolonging the inevitable."
I stopped listening and ignored my dead brother's babbling mouth. Instead, I roared. I cursed Kurz's name until I no longer had voice to speak it. And then I sat there, a king at his dread feast, as his guests slowly starved and died. My constitution, however weak, kept me going. Kurz knew I would survive longer than the humans, and when the final one breathed his last, I was alone. I wept as the candles bled down to nubs and the accumulated dust snuffed them out as well as the candelabras above me, throwing the hall into darkness.
"Kurz!"
I sobbed.
"Kurz!"
With greater vigor this time, my anger lending me much-needed strength.
"Kurz!"
I shouted it, bellowing at the shadows.
"Kurz, you coward! Come out! Finish me, if you can! Even like this, I will not yield!"
A slow sigh made me start, so close that I knew it came from the seat next to me.
"I am here, brother,"
said Kurz, seated by my side.
"I have always been here, watching, waiting."
Waiting for what? I hissed, the effort to speak after my outburst taxing me.
To see what happens next.
Cut my bonds and find out, brother. Kurz laughed.
Still fierce, Vulcan. The monster within isn't cowed quite yet, is he?
I growled. Kill me or fight me, just get it over with. Kurz shook his head.
I didn't want you to beg. I don't want you to beg. I would not have you brought low like that. You are better than that, Vulcan. Better than me, at least. Or so you think.
I'm not begging. I'm giving you a choice. One way or the other, you will have to kill me as a dog or as your equal.
Equal?
Kurz snapped in a sudden burst of apoplexy. Are we peers, then, you and I? Are we princes of the universe, bonded by common cause and blood? We are warriors and still brothers, despite how far you have fallen.
I have fallen nowhere. My perch is as lofty as it ever was. You are the one who is brought down from grace. Not so noble in the shadows, are you? Tell me, Vulcan, now you inhabit the gutters as I do. What do you see in the black mirror before you? Are we all our father's sons, or are some of us just a little better than the others? Do you think he made all 20 of us believing we each could have a purpose beyond making his favorites shine that little bit brighter?
Envy? Is that still it? Is that why I am here?
No, Vulcan. You are here for my amusement. I cannot be jealous of someone who is only as great or weak as I.
Cut me loose. Face me without these games, and we shall see who is weak.
I would slay you where you stand, brother. Have you seen yourself lately? You aren't looking so formidable.
Then what is the purpose of all this madness and death? If you want to kill me, just do it. Get it over with. Why won't you just...
Shadow fast, Kurz snapped the fork off one of the dead human's wrists and rammed it deep into my chest. I felt it pierce the breastbone, the dirty metal driven into my heart to impale it. Crouching over me, Kurz proceeded to drag the blunt implement up through my ribcage, tearing through the chest and neck as I jetted blood across his breastplate in arterial black.
I tried, he told me, snarling through his anger as the fork reached my chin and blackness began to intrude at the edge of my vision. I cut off your head, pierced your heart, crushed your skull, impaled every major organ in your body. I even burned and dismembered you. You came back, brother, every single time. You cannot die.
Aghast, mind reeling with my brother's confession, I died. Kurz had done as I asked, as I begged, and killed me.